93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. There goes The Doors, Lover Madly, Dog and Joe Show. Got another wild card weekend. Jump on 93.7theriver.com. Pigskin picks. Joe, which four games do we have this Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday early game is my Falcons, the team I pick for Dog and I's annual super bet.
Okay.
Against Philly.
So.
Who I believe to be the best and or second best team in football right now.
The Eagles, you mean?
Philly, yeah.
Okay, so that's a tough one for you.
Yes, it is.
We could know by tomorrow, since it's the first game, if you lose this year's Super Bet, meaning when we return on Tuesday, you got to show up with $200.
Thing that sucks about this, and this has happened to us several times.
Oh, I forgot about what you're going to share. This is awesome.
So say, because I have the early game tomorrow and Dog has the late game tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's just say for a second that my Falcons lose and his Patriots lose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, anybody could say, well, you lost in the same weekend. Hell, boys, you lost on the same day.
Yeah.
Well, that's happened 3 years to us. Not consecutively, but mm-hmm. 3 years over our time making this bet.
Yeah.
And I've lost it every time because Dog's team played the last game. So yes. Technically...
Yes.
By time alone.
Yes.
He was closer to the big game.
And the reason we implemented that rule is for that reason.
Because it kept happening.
Because it kept happening. A couple years in a row, both of our teams went out on the same day. So the only way we could tie break it was to say whoever plays the last game is the winner.
And let me tell you what sucks is typically when they show up like this on the day, we both lose and get put out. Now, it would be astronomical for the Patriots and the Falcons to both lose this weekend.
Yeah.
But crazier things have happened.
And so, you know, this one's got to give you some comfort, though. If the Pats lose tomorrow and the Falcons lose tomorrow, at least you know I'm a true blue winner with the Super Bet because Patriots have the better record. They are the better team this year.
Everyone knows that right now. Absolutely. Yeah. They are probably the best, huh?
Them and Eagles are the best. There were years, though, when both our teams that we picked were absolute garbage.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only way to tie break it was they lost last, they won.
We had years where we didn't even get into the playoffs with our teams.
Yeah.
That was funny. That only happened once.
Yeah, that did.
But we did have that one time. So your game is second, and I'm wondering, and I don't know this for a fact, if the second team mentioned is the home game, like it is typically when you see them put down.
I don't know how they set it up.
If that's the case, Falcons will be playing in Philly, and Tennessee, which is who you're playing, the Titans will be playing in New England.
Okay, so those are the two Saturday games. We got Falcons, Eagles. We got Titans, Patriots. Mm-hmm. What's on Sunday?
Sunday, first game. Early game is Jags against Steelers, and I believe that's in Pittsburgh. If it goes second game or second team is home team.
Who do you like on that one?
I like Steelers.
Going Steelers?
I hate the Steelers, as you know. They are the arch rivals of the Bengals, but they're better. They're a better team than Jags.
And late game, last game on Sunday.
New Orleans Saints against Vikings, and I believe it is in Minnesota.
Who are you going on that one?
I'm
going
to go Minnesota simply because it's at home, if in fact it's at home.
Okay, so if it's at home, you think they got the advantage.
Yeah, if it's in New Orleans, I think the Saints will win.
Man, I think that Saints are on an uptick, and I don't know anything much about either team except what they've been talking about and what I read. I think Saints are going to have a pretty damn good chance, meaning if they stay in, you know. I mean, they could be taken out tomorrow, but I think they're going to win that game.
All teams right now playing?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
They're all good teams.
Yeah.
So it could flip-flop to any one of them winning these games. That's the cool thing about this year.
Jump on. Make your picks. We're up to $200. Pigskin payout. All you got to do is go on and select.
Yep.
And you can walk away with the $200. It's that easy. And you've only got a 50-50 chance for both days.
I think this weekend's three. Last weekend was two.
Well, this is
doesn't it go two, three, four, five?
I thought this was a wild card weekend.
No, it's not wild card anymore. So after this weekend, we're only going to have four teams left. And you got one weekend. That takes it down to two teams. So next weekend's going to be the $400 game.
Yeah.
Then you got the big game. We are the 12th of January. The first weekend of February is always the big game.
Yeah, it's on the 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Yeah, you got $300 coming.
That's right.
Even more money. So jump on 93.7theriver.com. Make the picks. We are done. We're off on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday, but we'll still be here tomorrow.
It was a quick show today.
Yeah, kind of went quick. And Joe, there's still more Dog and Joe's. So if you didn't get enough, join us at 10:30 on Facebook Live. We are done.
Thank you guys very much for hanging out and playing with us today. If we don't talk to you tomorrow or on the after show, enjoy your weekend. Play nice.
Dog and Joe.
Dog and Joe.